There's definitely a lot to talk about, but I'm most excited about your new theme song. Got the announcement last week. I've been listening to State Champs a lot lately. So having, if anybody that's listening doesn't know, it's Simple Plan and State Champs, and We the Kings, Where I Belong is Zaya's new theme song in TNA. So tell me about, can you tell me about how it happened, like how you got the permission to use the song, and what the song means to you?
So I found State Champs probably about 8 years ago, was when I first started listening to them. And I fell in love with the band completely. And then a few years ago, it must have been 2020, I was tweeting about them and I was like, oh my God, this is awesome. I love this song. I'd love to use it. And then I started speaking with the band and they gave me permission back then to use it, but things didn't work out. So I ended up going to one of their shows in the UK and I was hanging out with them backstage. It was completely surreal. It was like a dream. And then when I signed with TNA, I reached out to them and I was like, I would love to use this song if I can. And TNA said, yes, we just had to get the approval. So then I spoke to State Champs and the managers and they were just like, we'd love you to use it. So it just kind of happened. And it's still crazy. I've debuted it now, but it still just doesn't feel real. But it's just the lyrics for me mean the world. Like you're looking back, you're not looking that way anymore. This is where you belong. It's your time. Like everything just feels perfect about it.
I certainly like it. When they made the announcement on Thursday night, I was just like, oh, like I know that, because there's a lot of times where licensed music, it's like the whether it's they have like a deal worked out, or it's like a promotional thing. Like, this is actually a band I listen to, so it's like a nice change, because like I said, I've been listening to them a lot. I just started getting into Neck Deep.
Yes.
And then The Main is another band I just, I've been listening to them a lot. So, the timing of it was really cool.
Yeah, I love the whole like pop punk vibe too. And it definitely did pose more challenges with it being three bands. Like I couldn't have just chosen one and got approval from one, but it all worked out and I'm just grateful to the three bands and their managers for giving me the opportunity to use it.
I obviously you have a new song, so I'm not going to ask, hey, what song would you like to use? But is there a band that you think is like tailor-made for pro wrestling themes, or is there maybe like another wrestler that you're like, oh man, they should really, they would fit with a certain band, whether it's pop punk or
So I think any type of pop punk band is great for wrestling because it just brings the energy. It brings the beat. It has great tunes. A lot of the guitarists, I feel like it just gives it a very upbeat feeling, but also with lyrics that people love to sing. And I think that's another thing with songs is people want to be involved. And what I wanted the most was songs with lyrics. My old song was great, but I wanted people to be able to join in and like listen to it when they're away from just wrestling. Like a song that you can chuck on in the gym or when you go for a run.
I agree with you there, because even if it's like a chant or a whoa, like there's that hook that gets you, so.
Or you're having a bad day and you just want to chuck on some music and it gives you some like a memory to throw back to, and it just makes you feel better.
So I said we have a lot to talk about. Obviously, you're new to the TNA scene. TNA Sacrifice, you're one of three knockouts in the Knockouts World Title match. Jordynne Grace, defending champion, against yourself and Tasha Steelz. How's it feel to, kind of get thrust into the title picture right away? Because you don't know what's going to happen when you sign there, and then to have it happen so soon, and especially against Jordynne, who, for all arguments is the face of the division right now and has been the past few years. And then Tasha, a former champion herself. So talk to me about going into the triple threat at Sacrifice. How are you feeling?
I feel like I'm dreaming. I've been wrestling for 9 years this year. Mm-hmm. And in the last, 2.5 months, I made my debut in January at Hard to Kill. And to be put straight into a match that's an opportunity for a title match itself was just, I feel like this is where I belong because I feel so much belief and support from this company already. Like, they know who I am, they're pushing me, they believe in me, and they're giving me these opportunities. It's scary, it's overwhelming, but I believe in myself at the same time. And I've put in a lot of hard work over quite a few years now. And being put in a match with someone like Jordynne Grace, she is the face of the company right now. She's the face of the TNA Knockouts division. And she just gave us a new, what's the word? Like a new opportunity. She was in the Royal Rumble. She just opened a massive door for everybody at TNA that a lot of people would never have thought was possible. And then also to step in the ring with Tasha Steelz, we've had three matches now. It's 1-1 and a draw. Yes, she cheated. I don't know much to say about that. But she was a champion and she's strong and she's been here for a while. So to get put in this position of just belief and going against two amazing wrestlers is just incredible. And I'm super excited.
She's already started cutting Steiner Math promos and making comments about Sacrifice and stuff like that on social media. Are you a fan of Steiner Math?
Ugh. I don't know.
She kind of have to be this time of year.
She can come up with as many statistics or whatever she wants, but the fact is she was champion and she lost it. That, to me, already makes my stats better than hers. Mm-hmm. She's been through that loss. Is she going to go in with full faith in herself, or is she going to resort to cheating?
We'll find out.
Two people.
Yeah, the numbers don't lie.
They don't.
There's that phrase again. One of the things that I like about this TNA Sacrifice card, it's full of young talent and new names to TNA. Yourself, Mustafa Ali, Nick Nemeth. You have Hammerstone. And you kind of touched on it a little bit as far as Jordynne creating an opportunity in the Royal Rumble, but what about TNA creating an opportunity for new names to come in and coexist alongside some of the mainstays in the company?
TNA has created an incredible opportunity for everyone, and it doesn't matter how old you are. Like, if you've already had an incredible career, the door is open. Or if you're just fresh starting out, they give you the opportunity. And then we're getting these opportunities with people that have been wrestling for a long time. Like you mentioned, Nick Nemeth. Mm-hmm. I would love to get in a ring and learn from Nick Nemeth. Like, I couldn't imagine being one of the guys on the roster that gets that opportunity. And if it wasn't for TNA, none of us would get that. Like, they've really just, there's no limits. There's no limitation. There's this where we are now is fresh and we're starting, and it's already so many levels higher than anything else right now.
You also, after you left WWE, you got a chance to work in Japan. Is there something that you learned about yourself from that time, or maybe something that you could teach somebody in TNA right now, that, you know, some sort of whether it's an attribute, or I'm trying to like not say cliche and like life lessons, or but is there something that you learned in Japan that could carry over into this part of your career now?
So that was my fifth tour with Japan. My goal when I left WWE was to go back to Japan. That was the first place I wanted to go because I wanted to refind myself and who I was as a wrestler. And I feel like it gives you so much opportunity out there. You get a lot of reps. You get to wrestle with so many talented women. It's the bar they set out there for women's wrestling is just incredible, especially at Stardom. You've got Julia, for example, Io Shirai was there, Kairi Sane, like a lot of top girls wrestled in Stardom. I don't know if there is one thing in particular that I brought away to like kind of teach everyone else. I think it's really an experience that you have to go through yourself because everyone gets something different. Like I really learned a lot about the culture and the language, and I just love Japan in general. How they structure like their matches and how they fight each other. Like they taught me so much more of a hard, intense style. Like they taught me not to be afraid. They taught me how to take a hit and get back up. Like they're very strong and disciplined. There you go, discipline. I'd say that they taught me a lot about discipline, and that I definitely brought back with me.
Here's my last question. I usually do a watch list feature. Is there a match, whether it's from your time in Japan or elsewhere, a match that you'd maybe sit down fans that maybe are new to you in TNA and you'd say, here's the wrestler that I try to show fans when I hit the ring every night?
I would say my debut at the Mae Young Classic against Io Shirai. It's a very short match, but I feel like it really captures who Xia Brookside is in the ring. The intensity, the strength, the striking, it includes everything. And I think it included all of that because I got to wrestle with Io in Japan and train with her. So it was just all in, let's go kind of intensity. And that's when I'm feeling down about myself, or if I need to pick me up, that's a match that I go back and watch to go, no, that's who I am, that's the energy that I bring, and that's why I wrestle.
Bringing things full circle, it's where I belong. I had to work in a cheap plug. March 8th is TNA Sacrifice. Anything else you want to plug or promote before we get out of here?
Yes, we will definitely plug. We are heading back to Las Vegas. And I am super excited. That is April 20th for the Rebellion pay-per-view. And then we also have TV tapings the next day. It is an amazing venue. We got almost a full sold-out crowd last time. So I definitely want to see everyone there for that.
All right. Thank you very much for your time today. And best of luck in TNA.
Thank you so much.